I'd say the biggest thing, the thing I'm most proud of accomplishing, is the team that we've built here. We've gone substantially up in numbers. We, in fiscal year 09, roughly tripled the number of people we've got, and then doubled again in fiscal year 10. So we've got a growing team. We brought in a number of high-quality people and promoted from within. So I'm most proud of the group of people we've built who are going to continue to execute on the mission and move DHS forward even after I depart.
But it seems like also in the last 18 months, not only has a team been built, but there seems to be a recognition that DHS is the agency that is going to be the point agency for cybersecurity of civilian networks.
I think that's true for the federal civilian networks, for the private sector, which are civilian networks. DHS is going to be in the lead and in partnership with many entities across the federal government, the state governments, and with the private sector. You know, there's a bunch of things that have been moving forward. I think with the announcement a few weeks ago of the president's legislative proposals and their transmission to Congress and the focus we've got in the Hill, we're really starting to build the policy framework, which is the nation is that's going to respond to the request or the direction that the president gave us early in his presidency, the cyberspace policy review that he announced in May of 2009, that indicated that networks were strategic national assets and we needed to treat them as such. And following that, the announcement of the Quadrennial Homeland Security Review, which made for the entire Homeland Security enterprise, not just the Department of Homeland Security, cybersecurity one of the top five priorities on a par with protecting our borders and resilience to disasters.
Now, getting back to that legislative proposal, that seems to be the culmination of all the work. Everything that the White House and the department want to do are embodied in that. You're okay with leaving it to someone else beyond you to carry that forward to actual legislation?
There's never a good time to leave. It's going to be an extended process for to come up and to work with Congress on the actual language that will move forward. I think the ideas have been crystallized, the notions that what we want the authorities to be for government, how we want government to operate with the private sector, and what that overall framework looks like. That's been done. Well, I'd love to be able to stay and continue to work on the more of the negotiations and the development of the framework that follow on the passage of legislation. I think the time is right to pass that on to some of the people who are here and who will come so that they can carry that forward.
And it seems like the administration has struck a balance between regulation, which some were advocating, and complete letting alone of industry. It seems like you've come up with a plan to cooperate more than maybe a regulatory regime would have enabled.
What we tried to do was to come up with a proposal that balanced what you talked about, Tom. The fact that we've been in a space for a while, and while everyone, both in the public sector and the private sector, is using best efforts, we haven't really had the policies that reward companies in the private sector that are doing a good job and impose some costs on those who aren't. So what we want to do is have a framework that will reward the companies that are doing a good job, but at the same time recognize that the government doesn't have all the answers, that we need to bring private sector ideas and particularly private sector innovation to bear. So we tried to come up with a framework that would allow the private sector to design how it would protect itself, but then to develop a set of mechanisms and measures and ways of evaluating itself that would drive progress not only over the short term, but over the long term as well.
And also the proposal imposes on industry some obligation to report what happens when something goes wrong and for DHS to help them assess what went wrong. Would you say the weekend's incident involving Lockheed, where DHS and the company both reported what had happened and said what had lost and what had not been lost, is that the way you envision it working?
Well, I'm not going to talk about any particular incident, Tom, but I will say that I think it's important that for the most critical of critical infrastructure, for those entities that really are essential to protecting our national interests, that we have some understanding of when they've suffered a significant cyber intrusion, because we need to understand what the threat what the threats all of those key entities in government play, so that we can advise the private sector and the public sector about measures that to take. And that's why you see the reporting. Again, it's just for the most critical of critical infrastructure in the president's legislative proposal, why that would come to DHS, and we would be able to use that to drive a common operational picture, as we like to say, for cyber for the entire country.
We're speaking with Phil Reitinger. He is the Deputy Undersecretary of the National Protection and Programs Directorate at the Homeland Security Department. His last day is Friday. And let's talk about, for a moment, the government's own networks. One of the proposals and one of the initiatives is the continuance of the Einstein program, the network detection devices that would cover the government. Do you envision eventually Einstein relieving CIOs and chief information security officers down the line of a lot of the daily operational things they have to do?
Absolutely not. There is going to be no removal of operational responsibilities from agencies. In fact, we want to go in the exact opposite direction. We want to enable the key players in the private sector and in agencies, the chief risk management officers and chief information security officers, to be more effective. And we actually need to build security into the DNA of their operations for government or businesses for business. They're going to have the primary responsibility to secure their systems. We are going to help them. We're going to set for the public sector requirements and work with the private sector for the most critical of critical infrastructure to make sure that the right frameworks are in place so that they know what the requirements are. But they are going to be responsible for the primary, being the pointy end of the spear. We will, through technologies like Einstein 2 and Einstein for the federal government, be involved in helping protect against some threats, providing defense in depth, and using our own expertise and that of our partners to make sure that we can do a very effective job at assisting them, but they are going to maintain a responsibility to secure their own networks.
And just switching gears on the idea of your being a Fed for the last couple of years, you came from private industry. Give us your impressions of what it was like to be a federal appointee for these couple of years at a time of great change.
Well, it's been very exciting. You know, I've been a Fed for more of my career than I've been a private sector person. I was in the federal government for going on 15 years before I went to the private sector for 6. So I've spent a substantial amount of time in both places. And what I'd say is this. There is great interest in both the public and private sectors in moving the issue of cybersecurity forward, in solving the problems that we've got. We've just got to continue to keep this on the front burner. We've got to make sure that this stays a matter of national focus so that we can continue to drive progress. In the last 2-plus years, I have had an opportunity at a senior level to be involved in the great work of the U.S. government and the Department of Homeland Security with our private sector partners. And it's been really exciting. As I'm sure you know, the challenges are amazing. But I think we've made significant progress, a lot of progress still to make, but it's been a very exciting place to be.